home of the stars, through the airwaves and on the big screen. Coming to you live from Hollywood, it's Rated G Radio with your host, Garrett Miller.
Hey everybody, welcome to Rated G Radio. I'm your host, Garrett Miller, and we've got an exciting story tonight. We're going to be bringing Rob Fast on the line. He's going to be talking to us about his brand new book. Cannot wait to hear all about it. It's called The Fast Way to Health and Happiness, 28 Days to a Better You and a Better Life. But before we do that, I need to do kind of like a recap of where we've been for the week, like we always do, and tell you what's happening tomorrow. Monday, we had funny man John Cooperman on the show. I love it when John's on the show because we just go back and banter back and forth about current events and things that are going on. So we talked about the New York Mets, we talked about Justin Bieber, we talked about Lamar Odom. All kinds of stuff happened on Monday. Tuesday and Wednesday's show, we had Lisa Pini and then Rebecca Fisk on. And then tomorrow on the Friday Night Dance Party, the Friday Night Dance Party has become kind of like this weird movable object that we have that we do every week. And it just depends upon where our guests are at, what's going on in their world. Last week, you'll remember, we had the Pink Cigar live from London, England on talking about their album, We're Gonna Get You Out of Here. And the lead singer, you'll remember, I think he was a little intoxicated when they called in. You know, we did it at 5 p.m. because, you know, rock and rollers, you never know where they're going to be at. But that was quite an interesting interview. But tomorrow, instead of doing it at 9 a.m., because that's what works for our UK listeners, we are going to do a show at 1 o'clock in the afternoon with a young lady by the name of Lexica. And she has some new music out that you've never heard before, and we're doing a world premiere exclusive as well, but we're going to kick it off with a song called Only If You Want To. We may play that at the end of our time with Rob Fast tonight, but that's kind of what's going on for the beginning of the end of the week. So if you want to go back and listen to any of the shows on demand, as you always are available to do, please do so. And now, as we always say, without further ado, Mr. Rob Fast is joining the show. He's a fitness trainer, restaurateur, I've got to find out about each of these, juicing enthusiast, author, speaker, and personal coach. He's studied the physiology and psychology of what it takes to improve fitness and to live a lifetime of health and happiness. Rob, how are you?
I'm great, Garrett. Thank you so much for having me on tonight. It's a real pleasure to be on here with you.
It's a pleasure to have you here. I want to know everything having to do about you, but first I'm going to tell everybody, Rob's book, again, is The Fast Way to Health and Happiness. He's, by the way, we've got Kim in Phoenix, Arizona, has been pinged me before the show and says, I need to get a copy of this book. I said, you have to tune in and find out and listen to what Rob has to say to figure out how you're going to do all of that. So, Kim, we're going to
answer
your
question. Absolutely, I love it.
And let's just start. So, Rob, first of all, I want to thank Rebecca Fisk for getting your manager, Kelly, in touch with me and making all of this happen. That's the 6 degrees of separation from Kevin Bacon. So tonight you're Kevin Bacon, and thank you for this. But who are you? I've never heard about you until your book today, and now I'm fascinated.
Well, I think you hit all the professional highlights. As you mentioned, I'm a personal trainer. I'm a nutrition consultant, a public speaker / motivational speaker, a personal coach, a juicing enthusiast, and now an author. So, I just released my first book and happy to be on here to talk about it. To tell you a little bit about me personally, I grew up in Texas, moved to Los Angeles in 1999. As you mentioned, former restaurateur. I used to open restaurants and turn failing restaurants around. So I did that in Los Angeles for, many years before I got out of that business to focus solely on the fitness industry. And as you could say, the rest is history.
Well, that's an easy history. So how do you go from being a restaurateur and turning failing restaurants around, which I can't even imagine the craziness that goes on with that, to saying, you know what, I'm going to get people in better shape, mentally and physically?
Well, the answer to that is the fitness thing was first. So I've always been into fitness. And, I actually paid my way through college as a personal trainer. And after I graduated,
this is the beauty of live radio. Sometimes cell phone signals kind of drop off, and that's kind of what happens. So I know that Rob's going to be calling back in just a real quick second. But I want to give some shout-outs to some folks who are listening tonight. I've got Robert in Costa Mesa who's tuned in. I've got Rick up in Hollywood, Patty in had this move. She is in Tulsa. We've got Tony in Hackensack, Rebecca up in Belmont Shore. We've got Kim Phoenix, as I mentioned, Angela in Costa Mesa. Colton is back in Nashville. Stephen is in New York City. We've got Chris in – Chris, you're in Wisconsin someplace. I don't have your city here. Bill is actually listening from somewhere down in New Zealand today. He's on tour. And then we've got Evan back in Virginia. So that will be fun to hear from all of you. If you want to ping in and make a comment or say hello to anybody, you can certainly do that too. While we do that, though, let's go in and check. We've got some birthdays today. We'll give some shout-outs here. We've got Johnny up in Whittier. He's 26. So how do you like this? Do you remember the movie, Jerry Maguire and the kid that had the brilliant kid? This is, the human head weighs 8 pounds or whatever. That's Johnny William Lipney. I'm friends with him. He's 5 today. Happy birthday, Johnny. Scott Tony is having a birthday. Tom Lee's 51. Bill Apter. Bill Apter was my editor for 10 years, before I was born, for all the professional wrestling photography and writing that I did back in the day. So, Bill, happy, happy birthday, and we wish you many, many more. So let's get back. Now that we've got Rob back, I was just telling the listeners, sometimes that's the beauty of live radio. Cell phone signals kind of disappear sometimes, and off people go. But you're back.
I am back, and I apologize for that.
Well, if that's the worst thing that happens in our day today, Rob, our life is pretty okay,
That's exactly right. So I have no idea where I left off. I mean, I was making a fantastic point and lost it somewhere in the middle there. So it kept me up on where I was left off.
Well, where we last left off, you were telling us about paying your way through college, doing fitness training and things like that before getting into the restaurant business, and that's kind of where things kind of went south.
Okay, so basically from there, what I was saying is that it was just kind of a natural transition for me to go from fitness to the restaurant industry because of my interest in nutrition. So,
okay.
Being very interested in nutrition, I wanted to go work for a restaurant and be able to, utilize my knowledge in that segment of the fitness industry and put that to good use. And so it was a natural fit, natural transition for me. And I did that for about 15 years. That's what moved me out here to Los Angeles. I did it. I climbed my way to the top of the food chain. And to be honest with you, the view from the top wasn't so great. So I really wanted to get back to my roots, to my passion, to what I really wanted to do. And that's help people obtain health or to obtain happiness through better health. And that's how I found my way back into the fitness industry. I had all the right contacts, running restaurants in Los Angeles and Hollywood and Beverly Hills. You meet the right people, and it was just a smooth transition for me to go back into personal training and have some high-end clients and be able to do it the right way. So that's how I segmented from fitness to nutrition or fitness to restaurant and back to fitness.
And back there. So in reading your book today, I will tell you, so everybody who wants to get a copy of the book, Rob's going to tell you how to do that at the end of our segment here. But
absolutely.
I found one of the things that I like about your book is that I have a very short attention span, and if I didn't know any better, I would say I have like ADHD or something like that. Or, it's like, oh, look, a shiny something or other, and I'm off on a different tangent. I was able to sit down and in a couple of hours go through the entire book, read it, actually digest the information that you wrote in a fairly complete manner, I believe, and come away with it going, I've got some new tips and I've got some new things to kind of help make me live healthier. And I will tell you, you have some things in there that really open my eyes and like I need to be doing better in these particular areas too. But one of the things that you talked about here, Rob, was the fact that you love to juice. And so can you tell me, did you use that in the restaurant business or is it just with your clients? Or tell us about juicing and what it means to you.
Well, that's a great question. Before I answer it, I want to say, thank you very much for the compliment on the book, because that was exactly the intention of writing the book, was to, take this complicated subject matter and boil it down, reduce it to its least common denominator so that it would be truly foundational and be effective for anyone who reads it. But to answer your question about the juicing, the way I got into the juicing was a very near and dear friend of mine was actually diagnosed with cancer back several years ago. And he went through a battery of chemotherapy and radiation, and it was just very debilitating for him. And thank goodness that he's in remission. He's fine, healthy now. But it was so debilitating for him, and he swore that he would never go through that again. If cancer didn't go into remission, he'd rather die than do that. And so being a very near and dear friend of mine, I started looking into what are some alternative therapies for him. And one of the things that I started to learn and read a lot about was how, you know, nutrition can affect our overall health. And, you know, there's a segment of the population that believes that, you know, proper nutrition can actually heal things like cancer. And I know that's, you know, somewhat controversial, and I don't even know how I feel about that exactly. But the fact of the matter is I do believe that proper nutrition can actually be very preventative from, you know, ever getting the diseases in the first place. And so I actually changed my diet at that point. And, you know, prior to that, even as a fitness trainer, I was more concerned about the ratio of, you know, fat to protein to carbohydrates. And I figured that the, you know, micronutrients and macronutrients would just kind of, you know, take care of themselves, you know, through the food that I was eating. And, you know, through the knowledge and education that I gained with my friend, I learned that I had it completely wrong and that I really needed to get more nutrition from the foods that I was eating. And that led me to primarily a plant-based diet. And what I found was that I wasn't able to eat enough plants, you know, fruits and vegetables to get the nutrition that I was seeking. And so that's actually how I got into the juicing. I mean, what better way to sit down and consume 2 or 3 pounds of fruits and vegetables at the same time than juicing? You know, you just can't sit down and eat that much food. But juicing, you can actually get that much nutrition in one sitting. So, you know, when I started doing that several years ago, you know, I started to sleep better. I started being able to manage my stress better. I started having more energy. I felt like a new person. I mean, it felt like a veil had been lifted off of me that, you know, my memory improved, my cognitive function improved, and I just felt so much better that, you know, I have adopted it into my lifestyle ever since. And to be honest with you, so has my family and so has almost anybody who will listen to me because I feel that strongly about it.
So let me ask you this. What's the difference? Cause, and I'm going to be honest with you. I have to call a spade a spade. When I haven't done anything for a while, I'm going to tell you, Rob, because I just can't hide it. You'd be able to tell if you looked at me. But for a long time, I used to do a green drink in the morning, and I put in, like, you know, kale and chard and a cucumber and an apple and parsley and, you know, a bunch of stuff like that. And I would, you know, put that in my Vitamix and blend that up. And people just looked at me like I had just absolutely lost my mind. I will tell you, I thought it was quite fresh and clean tasting. But what's the difference between, like, doing something like and then juicing, because it's, you know, you're kind of drinking a drink.
Right. You know, that's actually a common question that I get. And, you know, what you're doing is widely considered juicing. What I consider juicing is actually juice extraction, where you run the fruits and vegetables through a machine that actually extracts the pulp and gives you the juice in its purest form. And the benefit of that, first of all, there's some controversy about that as well, removing the fiber from the fruit and vegetables, but we'll get into that. But extracting the juice from the pulp, actually it rushes into your bloodstream and you get the benefit, the nutritional benefit immediately. It's almost like drinking a cup of coffee. It'll cure a hangover. It's amazing what happens when you actually extract the pulp because you can feel it within, you know, 5 or 10 minutes. It's pretty outstanding. But what you're describing, I actually do that as well. And because I do, you know, fiber obviously has its health benefits as well. And so I drink a juice extracted juice in the morning, and then in the evening I drink a blended juice as well. So they're both certainly good for you. It's a great way to consume your fruits and vegetables.
Well, and when I was using the Vitamix, Rob, I would find that, you know, honestly, I did it because it kept me full until lunchtime. And so it wasn't like, okay, I'm going to have this, you know, 32-ounce glass of green drink, and then I'm going to be hungry in 6 minutes. Do you get hungry in 6 minutes when you're juicing, or does it kind of keep you full?
Yeah, so it's not necessarily a meal substitute. So I drink it first thing in the morning before I have any food at all. And the reason for that, I haven't eaten in 8 or 10 hours. You know, my body is primed, ready to absorb the nutrition. So I drink that, I work out, and then I eat breakfast. And that's how I start my day every day.
Can you share maybe like a secret recipe that you like, or is that something that we need to sign up for or anything like that?
No, of course. I would love to share something with you. So through all the reading I've learned, you know, certain fruits are good for that and certain vegetables are good for this. And so what I actually did is just put together a blend that I do almost every single morning. And it's I do kale, cucumber, apple, pineapple, lemon, peel and all, I do sprouts on a pretty regular basis, whether it be like pea sprouts or bean sprouts. There's a lot of nutrition in sprouts for a reason. It's a whole conversation in itself. And then, let's see, what am I forgetting there? That's most everything. Oh, and I do the parsley as well. You know, I try to get a lot of the, you know, green chlorophyll-rich vegetables to go with the fruit. And the fruit is really there to balance that flavor. It gives you a nice balanced flavor. It's delicious, very palatable.
So I was going to say, because that almost sounds it sounds like a smoothie flavor versus, you know, like, because what I was making, again, it was a very green, clean-tasting drink, but this actually sounds almost, I don't want to call it a dessert type of a drink, but it sounds delicious.
It actually is. It's surprisingly delicious, but it is very green. You know, you definitely want to, you know, put plenty of kale and the parsley in there, and you know, if you want to do the chard, you know, there's obviously different greens that you can add, but it ends up a very rich green color, and you
get a
lot of the nutrition from the green. But the fruits that I add, the apple, the lemon, and the pineapple, you know, just really offer the balance and make it a delicious drink. It's fantastic.
That sounds
great. Recommend it to anybody.
I may have to go to Whole Foods tonight or Sprouts and get a couple more of these things and try this in the morning. So why do you put sprouts in? Because I get the parsley and I get the kale, but what about the sprouts? Not to get you off track, but I'm fascinated now.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So sprouts are actually more nutritious than adult vegetables. And the reason for that is they're still in their growth stage. So it's kind of like vegetables on steroids, believe it or not. Sprouts are incredibly good for you. So I invite you to read more about that, but it's okay. Remarkable how much better they are for you than even adult vegetables.
So getting back to how, you know, the fact that you're this fitness guru here, that we all need to, you know, go to your website and your Facebook, both of those are on the Blog Talk show page tonight. So if you want to find out more after listening to Rob tonight, you can do that. The links are right there. You just click the here button and you're magically there. But growing up, did you have any particular hero or mentor that just said, you know what, you saw them and said, now I'm going to change my life because I was going to be this, but now I'm going to be that?
Mm-hmm. For me, I mean, personally, my mom was always my hero. You know, growing up in Texas, I grew up in a single-parent household. And my parents were very young when they had me. Garrett, I don't know how old you are, but I'm 40 years old. And when my mom was my age, I'd already graduated from college. I couldn't imagine having an adult child at this age. So my mom growing up as a single parent, raising my sister and I, you know, never let us understand or realize the struggles that she was going through. You know, she always had, you know, was always positive, you know, always, you know, in some points she worked two jobs and just always did whatever was necessary in order for us to have, you know, a normal life and be able to grow up and, you know, be productive, you know, members of our society, and instilled in us at a very early age to believe in ourselves and to live a life with purpose. And, you know, her example and the way that she raised us, she's always been my hero. No doubt about it. When I think of who my hero is, I immediately think of my mom.
She sounds like a great lady.
She's pretty incredible. And she actually came to visit me not too long ago. She lives in Texas. I grew up in the Dallas-Fort Worth area in Texas. So she came out here to visit. And we were sitting down having a very adult conversation, you know, and she was asking me questions and telling me things like that I didn't realize. Like, for instance, she's always looked at me as more of a friend than a son. And it just kind of blew my mind. But in having this conversation with her, I asked her, I said, you know, what do you aspire to be? You know, what does you add meaning to your life? And she said, I always want to be the best parent I could be. And now I want to be the best grandparent I can be. And so I have an 11-year-old son. And he has cousins, and we're scattered all over. He has cousins that live in Alaska and Wyoming and Texas and California. And they all get together for 2 weeks every summer. And my grandmother, her grandmother name is Gigi. So she called it Camp Gigi. And the kids all get together for 2 weeks every year. And they have the best time. And she's just an incredible grandmother. And, you know, that's her calling. That's what she wants in life, is to inspire people, and she's still doing that, just another generation now.
I love it. Well, you've inspired me with your book, but why did you go from a fitness trainer to an author now? How do you make that transition?
Well, that's a great question, and the reason why I did that is when you're a fitness trainer, you work with people one-on-one, And you can, if your mission in life is to help people obtain happiness through better health, and you're doing it one-on-one, you know, the net that you're casting just isn't wide enough to accomplish what I wanted to accomplish. And so I actually sat down and you know, wrote out, you know, New Year's resolution style, you know, how can I do more than what I'm currently doing? And writing a book was at the top of my list. So that was something that I put pen to paper and said, you know what, this is what I want to do. This message needs to be heard, and I'm going to find an audience, and I'm going to change lives. And that's what led me to write the book.
So, okay, you know, I'm sure this is not your first rodeo. You've been to a bookstore. You've seen the magazine racks. Everybody out there has a fitness book out there, whether or not they've ever lifted a dumbbell or seen the inside of a gym ever. So what makes your book different than the other 10 million fitness books that are out there today? Why should we go buy this?
That's a great question, and that's exactly why I wrote the book, because there are 10 million other books out there. And how many people do you know that have started a diet and were off of it within 2 days, or bought a gym membership and made it the first week and never went again? You know, for me, the list of family members and friends that have done that is countless. And that's precisely why I wrote the book, is because people need something that's more foundational. They need something that will, you know, help them prepare for the next phase, which will be, you know, a little bit more intense. An example I can give, I had an executive chef who, during the P90X craze, and I had so many clients that were doing P90X. I bought it myself,
uh-huh.
And I did it for 90 days, and it's very intense. It works, but it's not for novices, you know.
No.
And so I had an executive chef who, got excited about it, bought it, and made it through the first 10 minutes of the very first DVD, and then put it down and never picked it up again. And he told me the story, and I got it. I understood.
Yeah,
And that happens to so many people. And that's why I wrote this book, is I wanted to create something that was more foundational and, you know, something that we start with very simple things and then we build. And that building process makes it easier if you start with the easy things, so that when you get to the more difficult things, those things will be much easier. And my book's all about, you know, building that foundation and then creating good habits and replacing those good habits, or replacing bad habits with those good habits. And so that's why it's 28 Days to Better Health, is you start on day one with a task and you read it the night before, and the next day you insert it into your life. And then day two, you keep day one going, and then you add day two to it, and then day three, and you just build. And by the time you get to day 28, you're on the right path to, you know, proper health, proper nutrition, and then you can build from there. So it's a foundational book that's comprehensive. And that's another thing, is that, you know, so many books and so many diet plans, so many fitness routines are one-dimensional. It's the end-all, be-all. Do this, and you'll obtain the optimal health that you've all sought after. But really, optimal health is more complicated. It doesn't fit into one dimension. You know, you have to have a proper diet. You have to have a proper fitness routine. You have to get proper sleep. You have to properly manage your stress. It's more of a holistic look at proper health, and that's what my book does as well.
So I like the title chapters. They all have one words, or, you know, one word chapters. Is it, you know, speaking out of turn if we list maybe a couple of the chapters and give listeners kind of a flavor of what they're going to expect?
Sure, that's fine. To give you a perfect example, you know, a lot of people would think, okay, well, it's a fitness book. You know, what's chapter one going to be? Well, we don't get to exercise until like the second or third week. I mean, chapter two is drink more water. And why do you want to drink more water? What are the health benefits of drinking more water, and what are the consequences if we don't? You know, we talk a lot about, you know, food and what's the proper type of diet to manage to achieve optimal health. And so different things like stand is one of the chapters that's early in the book. How many of us live sedentary lives where we sit at a desk all day and mm-hmm. look at a computer mm-hmm. screen? You know, doing something as simple as standing up to, you know, just, you know, for 10 minutes every hour. Well, there's science out there that shows that something as simple as that will help you be healthier. That's a couple of examples.
And so, you know, you're 40 years old and you've been this, you know, pinnacle of health for ages. You make a living at this. At some point, you have to get bored out of your mind. What do you do, Rob, to keep things fresh, both from a diet standpoint and also exercise?
Yeah. Well, what I do personally is I look to my community. You know, what are some things that I can do that are, you know, outside of going to the gym every day and outside of walking around my neighborhood, which are great things to do. I recommend them to everybody, but at some point in time, it's nice to venture out and do something different. So I have healthy habits, and I look to my community and do things like last weekend, I went to Ciclovia downtown and rode my bike around downtown because they had the streets closed off. This weekend, I'm actually doing a 10K at the Rose Bowl that's a Race for the Rescues. It's a great cause, and it's an opportunity to train for something and time yourself and see how you do against the masses in a race. So I do different things like that to keep it interesting. And then as far as healthy habits, you know, I love to paddleboard and kayak and hike and, you know, really anything outdoors. You know, that's one of the things that I stress is have fun with it. You know, if you're, you know, going to the gym and running on the treadmill every day, you know, that can be so monotonous and get boring after a while. But if you think of fun, creative, exciting things to do that are outdoors, it always remains fresh and exciting.
Now, do you easily convince other members of your family to participate with you, or do you have to twist anybody's arm?
Yes and no. So,
okay.
You know, the hardest person to convince, my 11-year-old son. I can't get the guy off the video games, and he just wants to stay inside all the time. So that's actually my biggest challenge. But luckily, I'm still bigger than him, and he comes along when I force him to. But by and large, you know, I think my enthusiasm is contagious. I get people up and going and get people motivated. We have a good time.
From a fitness or even a dietary standpoint, you know, you probably get, you know, to all of your clients that you have, you probably get asked a lot of questions all the time. What's like the biggest question you're asked all the time?
I would say probably the biggest thing that I'm asked most frequently is, what am I doing wrong? I've tried, you know, this, that, and the other, and it's just simply not working. You know, what can I do differently? And, you know, the answer that I give to that is, you know, get back to the basics. You know, people have this false idea that if they try, you know, low-fat foods and sugar-free that and diet that way and starve themselves, that, you know, they'll achieve the goals that they're looking for. But they have it all wrong. The secret is to eat whole foods. Don't eat highly processed, highly refined foods. You know, get away from the stuff that's, you know, made in a laboratory somewhere and eat the food that Mother Nature intended you to eat. And you can, you know, one of the great things when I teach people about nutrition is that you don't have to starve yourself. Honestly, you can eat 5 meals a day. Eat till you're full. Just eat the right stuff. And I also, you know, push that people eat at least 2 or 3 raw meals a day. If you're going to eat 5 times a day, eat a lot of raw food as well. It's more filling. You know, when is the last time you sat down in front of a giant salad and actually ate the whole thing? You get full, you get tired of eating it before you even get to the bottom of it. And, you know, that's really the secret to achieving sustainable results, is you have to just eat the right stuff. And that's the most common question that I get from people is what am I doing wrong? And, you know, I lost 30 pounds on this great diet, but then I gained 40 back. It's the crash diet that they're on just doesn't yield sustainable results. And what's so funny to me about it is the answer, the solution is so simple, but, you know, people overlook that. They look for whatever the new fad diet is as their remedy, their cure-all. And they're just simply barking up the wrong tree. If they would just get back to the basics, they would see the results they're looking for.
Well, speaking of that, we're wrapping up our time with you tonight, Rob, because you've got Lifestyles and the Rich and Famous things you've got to take care of tonight. So I want to be respectful of your time. How do people get your book? Where can Kim and Phoenix go and order this?
Well, if you go to robfast.com, you know, you'll find everything that you need right there. You'll find the links to my social media, and, you know, please follow me on social media and get involved. You know, the more involved you are in this community that I'm creating, the more likely you are to, you know, do it over a prolonged period of time so that you can see the results that you're looking to achieve. So robbest.com has it all. And then also for your listeners, I'm offering a 20% discount on another website that I have that is kitchenvigor.com. And I have everything from juicers and nutritional supplements and different like kitchen tools and gadgets where, you know, people can have a little bit more fun in the kitchen preparing their own food at home. So anybody who goes on to kitchenvigor.com will also receive a 20% discount if they type in the word Garrett.
Wow.
Get them a 20% discount.
Boy, that's the best deal I've heard all day. I'm going to have to go shopping afterwards. That's awesome.
I'm going to get that juicer.
I did have a juicer, and I used it like twice, and I was like, and I ended up giving it away because I was like, I just didn't really understand it. I just said, oh, that looks kind of cool. I'll order one. But now that I've had you on the show, Rob, I need to go get a juicer. But everybody, it's been Mr. Rob Fast. Again, go get his book off of his website. You need this book. It's an easy read. You'll get through it in a couple of hours, and it will change your life. The Fast Way to Health and Happiness, 28 Days to a Better You and a Better Life. It's been Mr. Rob Fast. Rob, thank you for being here. You are welcome anytime to come back, and we'll talk more fitness and health stuff.
Thank you so much, Garrett. It was a pleasure.
Thank you. And everybody, we'll be back after the break.
Welcome to our discussion of It Matters Radio. Our guest today is Angus McWilliams.
Hey, laddie, let's get on with this thing. I'm on my way to a birthday party for Nessie.
You're throwing a birthday party for the Loch Ness Monster?
Well, first of all, it's not a monster. And second of all, I'm talking about niece Nessie. She's a wee bit of a lovely lass.
I see. Well, okay. Angus, can you give us your thoughts on It Matters Radio?
Hey, wonderful people. They had me on a while back to talk about my book.
Your what?
My book. I wrote a book about the adventures in Scotland.
Oh, I see. A book.
That's what I just said. What are you, a duff man?
It Matters Radio focuses on discovering new talent and bringing important indie artists on the air. Monica, Kenneth, and Carrie offer up meaningful conversation on new music, books, and fun topics. It's unlike any other radio program known to man and woman alike.
You can say that again.
Known to man and woman alike.
Just because I said you can say it again doesn't mean you have to say it again.
I'm just doing my best to show everyone that It Matters Radio basically brings variety, fun, and entertainment with a sincere desire to discover new topics and talent.
Well, why didn't you just say that?
I just did.
Hey, laddie, remind me when I can listen.
It Matters Radio is on every Thursday night, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific.
You Americans with your different time zones. We only have one time zone in Scotland.
And that would be...
That would be the time to down a pint or two of ale.
It Matters Radio, for the best in conversation, music, books, and entertainment. Join us Thursday evenings at 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific. Discover the depth, diversity, meaningfulness, caring, guest-focused, friendly, enjoyable atmosphere of It Matters Radio with Ken, Monica, and Carrie.
That's a mouthful if I have a hard one.
Yes, and I'm going to go brush my teeth now. It Matters Radio.
When it comes to coffee, freshness is queen. That's why Rainbow Brew believes you should have the freshest coffee, roasted to order in small batches and delivered to your door within a couple days. Whether you're purchasing for a coffee shop, restaurant, or home, Rainbow Brew is your one-stop shop for fair trade and organic coffee. Offering many unique blends, including AM950's own Blue State blend. That's Rainbow Brew, the Queen Bean, a proud sponsor of the Morning Grind. Online at rainbowbrew.com. Brew something good today.
I love Rainbow Brew, and like I talk about it all the time, I was stunned and dismayed and didn't believe the fact that a small business in Minneapolis, St. Paul, Minnesota could grow coffee beans and then brew a great cup of coffee. Yet they do it every day. They've got ground coffee that they can send to you or coffee beans. You can grind yourself, whatever you want to do. But rainbowbrew.com, go check them out and tell them you heard them here on the radio. Again, huge thanks to Mr. Rob Fast for joining us on the show. I really hope you'll go out and check out his book. And you know what? I don't blow smoke, so if I didn't read the book, I'll just say, you know what? I didn't read the book. But I actually read the entire book this afternoon, and it was an easy read, a fast read. I had it on my iPad and just went through it and made some great notes. I would love to have him back as a guest to talk more stuff, more fitness things, because I read things in there. It's like, I'm doing it in the reverse way, I probably need to do it differently. And so I've got some adjusting in my exercise and dietary routines that I need to take advantage of. So thank you, Rob, for being here on the show. Go to his website, click the link there on the page and do that. Also, again, if you want to go to kitchenbigger.com, you can get 20% off of your entire purchase by using the coupon code Garrett. Wow, that's the first time I've been a coupon code. I hope it's not the last. That is fantastic. Kitchenbigger.com for 20% off of your order. Get your juicer or whatever you want. I might have to go there after the show and check it out. If I did that now, you'd hear a lot of, And that makes for fascinating live radio. So I'm not going to do that to you because otherwise I could talk to you while I was shopping on kitchenbigger.com for that 20% off. That was kind of fun. Okay, so I've got a bunch of stuff I want to talk to you about tonight. And it's probably a little self-serving, so I apologize in advance. But I want to give some shout-outs and thank yous, number one, to Jeanette Barber for her podcast, Completely Uninformed with Jeanette and Pete. You can go take a look at them on Facebook, Completely Uninformed with Jeanette and Pete. I sincerely believe, and I shouldn't say this because I'm doing a podcast also, but I sincerely believe it's the best hour of radio that I have the opportunity to listen to every single week. I know it's the show that I can't wait to go and hear what Jeanette's going to talk about next, but you'll remember her as part of the Rosie O'Donnell writing team. The woman has won 6 Emmys. Then, on top of that, she was talent, or on-air talent, as they say, on the Rosie O'Donnell show on Sirius XM for, I think, a year and a half, 2 years. Then, on top of that, after Rosie decided she wanted to go off and do other things, Jeanette had her own show on Sirius XM for about a year and a half or so, and I listened every day. I love Jeanette Barber. Now, here's me where I'm, you know, kind of geeking out a little bit. Jeanette was a guest on my show probably about 2 or 3 months ago, and she had no idea who I was. She, you know, I found her on Facebook. I friended her on Facebook. You know, she was just a very nice lady, and I said, you know, I do this podcast, and it'd be really cool if you, you know, come on the show. She agreed. She had no idea. And then afterwards, we've kind of had this love fest going back and forth. And so, bless Jeanette's heart. On the episode that I have posted up on my Facebook page, but again, you just go to, you know, Completely Uninformed with Jeanette and Pete, you're going to get episode 104 right at the top of their Facebook page. You can go listen to Jeanette talk for an hour, but one of the things that she did this week, and I think I need to have her be my agent, she was giving mad props and shout-outs for my song Witch Sisters Halloween, which is what I'm going to shamelessly plug in just a second. She wants to have me do a TV show so I can connect her up with her favorite actor. She'd like me to write a movie about, you know, the viruses that wipe out, you know, humanity, or like, you know, plagues, things like the CDC releasing airborne stuff. She had this whole thing, but she kept talking about the Witch Sisters Halloween video. She played some of the Witch Sisters Halloween song on the show. And Jeanette Barber, I think you absolutely rock. So I'm officially telling that here on the show. Jeanette's going to be my guest co-host on Thursday, December 3rd. So in a couple, well, probably about 6 weeks, Jeanette will be back. And I can't wait, because before it was, you know, like, tell me about yourself. And it was a, you know, a formal interview. This time I just want to, like, chat with her for an hour. I know that sounds silly, because it just sounds silly, but I'm thrilled that Jeanette is going to be back. So two major things are happening today in the world of radio, or at least for me. I have been added to a playlist by a online music source called The Hottest New Artist. Hottest New Artist. So for 3 weeks in a row, one song each week, they're going to be adding 3 of my songs. This week, they added Witch Sisters Halloween. They have 30 songs that they put on every week as a new song of the week. And then they have people vote. So it's a popularity contest. I want to be the most popular. I'm telling you that right now. But they have this popularity contest where while the songs are being played, you either give it a thumbs up or a thumbs down. Well, then you got to listen to all 30 songs if that's the case. And I'm song number 30. Woo! But if you can't listen or aren't catching it just because of how, you know, your schedule is, and they play the episode with all 30 songs about 9 times over the next couple of days, you can go onto their social media, whether it's Twitter for Hottest New Artist or their Facebook page, Hottest New Artist, and simply say, "More Witch Sisters Halloween. I vote for Witch Sisters Halloween." I'm asking you to do this, please. So please go to Hottest New Artist. It's a Facebook, you know, like fan page or business page, and tell them, "I want to hear Witch Sisters Halloween." You know what's going to happen. And I know I've already got some groundswell here. So, and there's somebody else who is, you know, plugging a song. So they've got their, you know, their sister and their mother and their brother, you know, making comments, which is great. And because I'm asking you to do the same thing, but it's like Witch Sisters Halloween and this other song are getting, you know, the momentum. They will rank the songs based on what the listeners are asking for through social media and through the listens and the thumbs up on their website. And then they will rank the songs. I want to be the number one song of the week. I thought it would be hysterically appropriate that Halloween is next week, and we would have the Witch Sisters Halloween be the number one song on this network for Hottest New Artist. Now, that also puts me in contention for Hottest New Artist of the Year. Okay, so I'm going to be talking about this quite often in the next couple of weeks, because next week, you thought Gay Wedding had come on this summer, and you've gotten as gay married as you possibly could. But guess what? Next week, they're going to be playing Gay Wedding. And so that's going to be in the rotation for the next Hottest New Artist Song of the Week, the week after that. And I'm saying this because I read the email, but my date could be wrong. But, you know, I'm not going to let you forget it, because I'm going to talk about it on social media all the time and on the show here on Rated G Radio. They're going to be playing the song I'm going to release after the first of the year, called Sweat and Testify. Now, Sweat and Testify, of course, you'll remember, has Deborah Wilson from Mad TV. She always played Beyonce or Whitney Houston. Fantastic comedian, fantastic actress, and pipes, this woman can sing. She does guest vocals on the Sweat and Testify. You know, Sweat and Testify. It's so much fun, and Deborah Wilson does an amazing job. So they're going to have that song the week after that. So I got 3 weeks of my music on Hottest New Artist, and hopefully that between all three of them we'll get some momentum, and I may be in contention for Hottest New Artist of the Year. But it's a popularity contest, like American Idol. So I need you to please, please, please go to Hottest New Artist. Can I say it five times fast? Hottest New Artist, Hottest New Artist, Hottest. You see, you get my point. But go there and tell them you want some more Witch Sisters Halloween. That's number one. That's ask number one. I've got two asks for you today. I don't like having two asks. I rarely like having one ask. But I have two asks now. Here's ask number two. Today at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, Sirius XM Radio started their Halloween channel on Channel 18. And they're playing classics like right now. I'm going to turn... I don't know if you can hear that, but they're playing Monster Mash right now. I love Monster Mash, but you know what song I like better than Monster Mash? Witch Sisters Halloween, and I'm currently not in their rotation. So I have emailed, I have tweeted, I have Facebooked my contacts at SiriusXM, and I've just gone to SiriusXM and said, would you please play Witch Sisters Halloween? So if you're part of my Garrett Miller public group page, I have exactly what I would like you to tweet to SiriusXM, and hopefully they will do it. But if you're just listening on the radio, or you have a pen and paper out and you want to write it down, here's the deal. If you can go to Facebook or Twitter, whatever you're comfortable with, and it's at SiriusXM, so that's the, you know, that's the handle, you know, like my handle on Twitter is Garrett's Hot. Well, because Garrett Miller was already taken, and I was just kind of being a smartass, so I thought, oh, we'll make it Garrett's Hot. So I'm Garrett's Hot on Twitter. You can follow me there. I would love that. I've got 10,400 followers, and some of them are actually real people. But if you tweet at SiriusXM and use the hashtag, you know, that ampersand thing, the pound sign, not the ampersand, the pound sign. Use the pound sign, the hashtag SXMScream, SXMScream, and say, please play hashtag, again, there's that hashtag, Witch Sisters Halloween. So at SiriusXM, hashtag X, blah, blah, blah. I can't say that five times fast. Okay, we're going to try this again. At SiriusXM, hashtag SXM Scream. Please play hashtag Witch Sisters Halloween. Please do that for me. I will love you forever. And I will play Witch Sisters Halloween for you tonight to close out the show in my gratitude to you for doing this for me. Now, my goal is to really take this song, and I mean, there's a lot of nice Halloween songs that are out there, but I think it's been a long time since there has been a, you know, a fun new generation song that could be like Monster Mash. And I think that's kind of what we've done with Witch Sisters Halloween. We have Kelly Fitzgerald and Laura Speth on guest vocals as the witches, and they will leave you terrified. Well, maybe in a good way, but they'll leave you terrified. So those are my two asks. Let SiriusXM know that you would like to hear Witch Sisters Halloween on their Halloween station, Channel 18. See, I'm even plugging them right now. SiriusXM Channel 18, SXM Scream. And we'd like that. And then if you let the people at Hottest New Artist know that you want to hear more Witch Sisters Halloween, that would be great too. I'm going to blatantly, shamelessly plug this the next, you know, forever until Halloween's over. And then we're going to, you know, go into our Christmas mode. I'm telling you all this stuff, and it's like, you know, you're like, I know this already, but maybe you don't. Maybe you're a new listener. I've got my song from a couple years ago called Guess What? It's Christmas Time. It's my my song about pet adoption that, you know, because pets are wonderful. I've got five dogs. They make you feel loved and appreciated 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They just want to show you love and be with you and be near you. And my song, Guess What? It's Christmas Time, pays homage. I may be using that word wrong, but it pays homage or tribute to my first two dogs, Guess and What? And people say, you can't name your dogs Guess and What? Well, I did. And, you know, the first time I named my dog Guess, you know, because, you know, what's your dog's name? Guess. Okay, King, Rover, Spot, Fido, Max, whatever. Nope, Guess. Okay, it, you know, so that was the, you know, it was a play on words. Well, when I was getting ready to have a brother come along for Guess, I was like, well, what am I going to name him? And I was trying to think of professional wrestler names or, you know, other cool names. But I was like, well, you know, these are dogs that need to, you know, they need to bond. So we need to have names that bond too. So what goes with Guess? And I said, Guess What? And people said, you cannot name your dog What? That is absolutely not allowed. So of course, you know, if you're going to tell me I can't do something, I'm going to do it. So What became What? And What understood when you were using What in a sentence or you were calling him by name, because he was a smart dog. So I'd Guess What? And I loved those dogs so much. And I had them from the time that they were puppies until their final last day on earth, and they crossed the Rainbow Bridge many, many years ago. But I love those dogs. And for years I would tell people I wanted to have Guess stuffed, and they just thought I was absolutely sick. But that's how much I love the dog. It's like, I don't want to part with him. He was a Chow Rottweiler, best dog in the world. You know, people looked at him and thought, oh my goodness. But, you know, they just see him and, you know, come and sit down and he'd like crawl into your lap. Gorgeous dog. But that's what Guess What? It's Christmas Time is about. It's the fact that pets love you all the time, and your worst day may seem like your best Christmas when you come home and your pet is there and they just want to love you and tell you that, you know, they've missed you and they're glad that you are home. So after Halloween, we're going to start, you know, pushing the Guess What? It's Christmas Time. That's off of my first album, Eyes Wide. That's available on Amazon, iTunes, everywhere fine music is downloadable. I'll encourage you to go check that out. Four fun songs on that EP, and that's what really kind of got this whole thing started. So I'm grateful for just the opportunity to do that, and that led me to want to do, you know, the new album Blonde Jesus and so much more. So we've got some cool new music stories that I'll be able to share with you shortly. We just need to, you know, kind of finalize some things, but I've got, even though really for the next year and a half I'm going to be promoting Blonde Jesus, because that's just how, you know, I've got the whole marketing thing set up. Maybe even longer, just depends upon how the sales cycle goes. I've got another album of songs that I'm getting ready to put some pen to paper on, and I'm looking at different producers and people to work with musically to make that happen, and it's going to be really, really fun. I can't tell you about it now because it's kind of like a concept album. It's not going to be concept album like Lady Gaga and, you know, her art pop album that went nowhere fast. This is going to be something that's going to be fun, and I think a lot of people really get on board with, just because it's one of those things where a lot of people will be able to resonate with it. And that's all I can say. That's all I can say. Because, you know, my manager, somebody asked, you know, who takes care of all your businesses? I said, well, I'm managed by M cubed. And they said, what is that? Me, myself, and I. So I tend to give out way too much information too early on. So I'm doing my best to heed popular words of wisdom and just say, okay, can't tell everybody everything all at once. So there you go. I will tell you that I had a great lunch today with music superstar Mr. Joseph Eid. And Joseph has been on the show a couple of times. I think probably most recently was our Christmas show last year where he was promoting a single, Blue Christmas. But he's been on before to promote his album, Human. And he is getting ready to do one final music video for the album. And he's in the process right now of writing new music for a new album. And he was talking to me about that. And I love talking to other creative people. You know, like last night I had Rebecca Fisk on, who is this, you know, brilliant intuitive psychic. We always get a million people who call in and want to talk with her and ask questions. But outside of that, you know, did you know that she has a brilliant singing voice, or that she's a great songwriter, or she, you know, tells great stories? You know, little things like that that you don't necessarily know. But Joseph is this brilliant creative person, and I just love sitting down and talking with him because I can say, I'm going through this, and he says, I know what you're going through because I've gone through this, or vice versa. So he's a great sounding board, and he just happened to be down here today in Huntington Beach, and he sent me a note and says, by any chance you aren't. Would you be available for like a spur of the moment lunch? And I said, it's Joseph Eid. I will drop everything I'm doing. And absolutely, I will come and do that and meet you and do that. So had a great time doing that. Also want to give a couple of quick shout outs to Jeff Michaels and Jill Weiss for two fantastic stones. Jeff is a published author. He's written, I don't know, 6-7 books. He's got the first series in a young adult fantasy book that's just out right now called Toss's Path. And I made the comment a couple of weeks ago. I said, you know, at some point, if you want to get some new publicity shots, you know, I'd love to come over and do some shots with you. Not alcoholic shots. I'm talking like taking picture shots. And he said, yeah, that'd be great. And so finally Jill said, you know, we'd love to take you up on that invitation. Just let us know. So I went over, and this is on Tuesday's show. So I go over at 3:00 on Tuesday, and I totally forget once I'm over at Jeff and Jill's that, you know, I've got the show at 4:00, and I'm just chatting with them, and then we're taking all these pictures and just having a great time. And I come back over here, and I just leisurely sit down to put my memory card in the computer, and I look, and it's like 5 minutes to 4:00. And I'm like, holy cow, I got to get into the studio and get everything going. But I took some pictures. They turned out, I will tell you, I've taken a bad picture. Okay, I've taken bad pictures before. It happens to everybody. But I took some really great pictures of Jeff and Jill, and Jeff and Jill, and then just of Jill, and then just of Jeff, and sent them over to them, and they loved the results. So I was grateful just to be able to offer that to them because, you know, if I get a chance to have people that will let me do that, you know, it helps me with my paying photography gigs because I'll usually learn something new along the way, even though I've, you know, been doing this for a million years. So Jill, while I'm doing the show, walks over and the dogs start going absolutely ape, you know what, and you know, I'm in the studio doing everything, and she brings over these two citrine rocks, and they're just absolutely beautiful. They have lovely little markings inside the stones, which, you know, of course, kind of tell stories along the way as well. And was just grateful, grateful, grateful. So I used the picture of two of the stones with a great quote that I put on the picture that I got from Dr. Jeff Mullen. And you say, who's Dr. Jeff Mullen? I haven't heard you talk about him before. It's because I've been trying to get him on the show for the last 3 years. Jeff Mullen is an author and he's probably a lot of things, but I will tell you he knows a ton of people, and he's based in Johannesburg, South Africa. And we chat on Facebook every once in a while because, you know, social media is great. And it allows you just to have some, you know, new relationships. By the way, Kim, thank you very much for tuning in tonight. New listener, thank you very much. Hope that you're able to get Rob's book. I loved having you tune in. Thank you, thank you, thank you. She's pinging me on Facebook. But Dr. Jeff Mullen had this great quote the other day, and it just really resonated with me. And then when I got these beautiful stones or crystals from Jill, I said, I've got to put these two together. This is like, you know, pancakes and maple syrup. So if you want to see the picture and you want to see the quote, you can go to my Facebook page. It's under my Welcome to Your Thursday Thunder. I'll explain that next week. But the passage that Dr. Jeff shared, it says, new doorways are opening up for me, new pathways are being laid out for me, new opportunities are being presented to me, new circumstances are flowing in my direction, new situations are working completely in my favor, and new realities are waiting to be celebrated by me. And I will tell you that was it. You know, sometimes these quotes just hit me at a certain point where I needed to hear it, and I needed to hear it the other day. And so I wanted to just say thanks to Dr. Jeff Mullen for that, but then also thanks to Jeff and Jill for the lovely citrine crystals. So thanks for them. I've rambled on, and I didn't really mean to do that. I had a bunch of other stuff I wanted to cover, but sometimes that's just how it works. Don't forget tomorrow, Lexica. She's going to join us on the Friday Night Dance Party at an early start time of 1 p.m. We're going to play her single that's out right now, Only If You Want To. I will tell you, when I first started downloading this music, I didn't know who she was. We got connected through Six Degrees of Separation and, you know, Kevin Bacon, of course, and booked her on the show. But I started listening to her music, and all I wanted to do was turn the speaker up really, really loud and get out of my chair and start dancing, because her music is so much fun. We're going to have a great time. And again, hour number one is our behind-the-scenes interview with the artist, so we'll get to ask Lexica a bunch of questions about her background, all the fun stuff. But then we're going to play her music for the rest of hour one. Hour number two, of course, is always your request, and it's my pleasure, honor, and privilege to be able to do this for and with you every day of the week. So without further ado, as promised, here is Sisters Halloween by me. Please, please, please go tweet to SiriusXM, and please, please, please go post on Hottest New Artist on Facebook and tell them you want which Sisters Halloween. We want to turn this into a classic, and I will love you forever. Here it is. We'll see you tomorrow.
What do we have here?
Met three sisters on the beach alone that Friday night. Gathered near a campfire kiln, their fire burned so bright. They each got up and took their turn, looking me up and down. Can we trust him? Can we tell him they would circle round? The harvest moon above was full, but showed their scary smile. Come sit with us, the three agreed, you'll want to stay a while.
Glamour, beauty,
hags,
old tricks, and Jinx is mad and canting. Their cackles high into the night, they swept into the sky. They said, return next Halloween, the kit will reignite.
Been listening to Rated G Radio.